Kate Vondrak with the ESAC Raiders joining us here as she has made her college decision. She's going to be heading out to the West. She's headed to Gillette, Wyoming, to Gillette College to continue her outstanding volleyball career. And Kate, I appreciate you giving us some time today here, and congratulations on getting this decision done.
Thank you. It really means a lot, and thank you for everything you've done, especially throughout the years.
You bet. It's been a lot of fun getting to cover you and watch you develop and grow as a volleyball player there with the Raiders. And you're outstanding, that is for sure. I just want to, where did this love of volleyball start, and how old were you, or how young were you when you kind of started to realize that, man, I really like playing volleyball?
I've always, ever since I was little, mom's always had a volleyball in my hand, just playing against the wall or with her, or all that stuff. And started in, second grade, I think, and just played ever since that and never stopped playing and just fell in love with it.
So did mom have a history with volleyball? Is that how that love grew? Was with it kind of got passed to you, as with mom was a volleyball player?
Yep, she played in college too.
So what advice did she give you then as you were kind of growing up as a kid and first starting to get into the game?
Be a leader on the court and be very coachable and just have fun.
And is that something you feel like you've been able to do?
Yeah, definitely, throughout the years.
So as you started getting into high school, when did you first start thinking college volleyball is something I want to go do?
I've always wanted to play college ever since I started club. That was like the main reason I went into club my seventh or eighth grade year. And then ever since then I just knew that I wanted to play on and keep playing in college.
How much has club helped you, do you think, in your development and getting you ready for college?
Just that next level up than high school is, and it kind of just, it prepares you for what college is going to be like and how much work is put into it. And the coach or the director of the club I went to, Darcy Voss, she's helped me know everything that I know.
Now, I know that there's been some different thoughts, you know, with where you might play at the next level. You're an outstanding hitter. You know, we saw this year, too, and we've understood that you've been a setter on some of your travel teams. So setter might be a possibility. I think you're talented enough that you could play probably any position on the floor. What's the discussions been like with the coaches out there at Gillette about where they see you in the future?
She said that she could see me anywhere, like just kind of depending on where everyone's strong that day. She's very like good at like switching everyone up. So like if someone's playing strong on the outside, then they'll stay on the outside. So she can see me everywhere, but middle I think is going to be my strong suit there.
Is that where you want to be? Is that where you feel most comfortable, or what position do you really enjoy playing?
My favorite position is the right side and setting, but playing this year, playing setter and all that for high school, I do miss middle. I've realized that.
Yeah, you're athletic and long, and that works really well for a middle. What do you feel like are your strengths as a middle?
Being tall. And just reading what's in front of me, seeing the hitters in front of me and avoiding that. Just going everywhere, playing everywhere.
Have you picked up that skill of being somebody that can block and read what the other hitters are doing? How have you worked on that?
Club has helped me a lot with that. She really focused on blocking and our blocking technique. We went just reps after reps in the gym at practice on how to do it, the footwork to do it, timing, and everything like that.
So are you one of those types of players where I'd rather get the big block and stuff somebody or get the big kill? Which one do you enjoy more?
Ooh, I don't know. I would probably say block. Get the block.
There's something special about shutting somebody else down, isn't there?
There is. It's a lot of fun.
Kate, let's talk about the recruiting process for you. You said you knew, you know, in seventh grade when you started club that college volleyball was something for you. When did you start reaching out to college coaches and maybe starting to do some homework on the different schools that you might be interested in? And when did colleges start reaching out to you?
We started my freshman year. We couldn't really reach out just because I was at the young age, but freshman year is when we kind of started looking at colleges, what colleges I want to go to. And then sophomore year is when college reached out to me and I reached out to them. And then went on a couple of visits, but mainly just talked to coaches over the phone. And then junior year went on more just talking to them and emails and sending them highlights. And then this year, this summer, is when I finally committed.
Now, I get this sense in talking with you, Kate, that the schools that were contacting you and the schools you were contacting, there was a difference in that, because you told me before the interview you really wanted to play somewhere outside of the state of Iowa. And with your talent level, I'm guessing a lot of the schools in the state of Iowa were probably reaching out to you.
Yeah, there was. There a lot of the local schools in Dubuque and Northwestern reached out to me, and BV did too. But I knew from the start I didn't want to stay in Iowa, so I kind of told them that. I definitely kept them like in the back of my mind though, because if something didn't work out, then I knew that I could, that could be my backup plan or something. Knowing that if I made up my mind and I didn't want to go out of state, then I could always come back here.
Tell everybody the reason why you wanted to go out of state.
Just to start something new, kind of see new things, experience new things, and explore around, I guess, is what I would say.
And speaking of new things, Gillette College, the year that the season that's wrapping up now is their first season. So you're going to a very new program. What is that like? What's the mentality for you like to be going there?
To my thing going in there is to help the program get better and keep advancing every year and find new people to come in and just keep growing with them and helping that volleyball program just get better and better every year.
Where do you feel as a player you can come in right away and help?
I think I can come in and be a leader and doing stuff like that. And
so when it comes to the colleges, you said you got a chance to kind of visit. What schools did you all go look at? And did Gillette just jump out right away for you? Or was there a process that you went through, and did you kind of work it down to two or three different schools?
The colleges I visited was Northern Florida in Jacksonville. And I did like that school. It was a D1 school. They reached out to me during club season and asked if I wanted to go to a camp there. So I went and visited there, but I didn't really like the feel of it. And it was a really big school, and I kind of wanted to stay like at a smaller school. And then I visited Colorado State Pueblo, and I really liked that school a lot. But it didn't really... Then I had that one, and then Gillette, Wyoming, I visited that, and Gillette just fit me a lot better, and I liked it there, and I was a lot more comfortable there.
What was it about the campus or the community that made you feel like that could be a place you could see yourself for the next 4 years?
Supportive through with everything the school does, and the coach is very supportive, and she's open to new things, and so are the players. I got to have team meal and go to a hockey game with the players, and it's just a very welcoming community and school.
Have you started to build kind of a relationship with some of your future teammates already?
Yes, I have. I've talked to the teammates that are the players that are there now, and I've talked to the new recruits that are also committed there, so it's been good.
I get a sense that you're going to be playing with a lot of players probably from out west. Are there any other girls from kind of this part of the country, the Midwest, heading out that direction as well?
No, I do not believe so. Not that I know of. It's a lot of like girls west. There is a couple Florida girls too, but no one really Midwestern and stuff.
So as far as the education part of it, you're not just going to be playing volleyball. You're going to be getting that college degree as well. What do you want to study out there, and what do you want to do later on in life?
It's only a 2-year, so I mean that helps. Thing, so I'll stay here, get like my gen eds done, and hopefully major in exercise science, and then I will transfer over to a 4-year, which I don't know where I want to go there yet, and then go into physical therapy school.
What do you want to do with that degree? Are you wanting to travel later in life as well and stuff, or are you planning on maybe coming back this direction after your 2 or 4 years of school?
I was planning on traveling more and staying out of Iowa and seeing kind of where like what town fits me best and where I want to stay.
Well, I tell you what, it's been so much fun watching you grow and stuff and develop as a player. You're one of the elite ones that I've been able to cover in this area, and it's been a lot of fun. I know you've got club season coming up here soon, so hopefully I'll be able to catch up with you guys down there as well. But appreciate all the time, Kate. Congratulations on a great career and best of luck. And we look forward to following that career out west.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet,
Kate. For everything you've done.
Kate Vondrak again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, she is headed to Gillette College out in Wyoming to continue her volleyball and also her education.